Hello and welcome to another episode of Public Domain Classics with your host, Tony Lowe. On this episode, we are going to take a look at the classic Al Frank Baum's Wizard of Oz, or officially known as The Wonderful Wizard of Oz. But first, let's find out a little bit about the history of the book. The Wonderful Wizard of Oz is a 1900 children's novel written by author Al Frank Baum and illustrated by W.W. Denslow. It is the first novel in the Oz series of books, which I am proud to say I have all 14 of them. A Kansas farm girl named Dorothy ends up in the magical land of Oz after she and her pet dog Toto are swept away from their home by a cyclone. Upon her arrival in the magical world of Oz, she learns she cannot return home until she has destroyed the Wicked Witch of the West. The book was first published in the United States in May 1900. In January of 1901, the publishing company completed printing the first edition, a total of 10,000 copies, which quickly sold out. Since then, it has sold over 3 million copies and entered the public domain in 1956. It was often reprinted under the title The Wizard of Oz, which is the title of the successful 1902 Broadway musical adaptation, as well as the classic 1939 live-action film. According to Baum's son, Harry Neal, the author had often told children whimsical stories before they became material for his books. Many of the characters, props, and ideas in the novel were drawn from Baum's personal life experiences. He held many jobs and moved a lot and was exposed to many people, so the inspiration for the story could have been taken from many different aspects of his life. In the introduction to the story, he writes that it aspires to be a modernized fairy tale in which the wonderment and joy are retained and the heartaches and nightmares are left out. Also, this book is considered a classic not only in the United States, but across the world. Readers were instantly won over by Dorothy's pluck and her fully realized Land of Oz. There would be eventually 13 more Oz books, the last of which is called Glinda of Oz and appeared in 1920, a year before his death. And the series was continued on by another writer. While The Wizard of Oz is a wonderful and exciting adventure for children, with the appealing message that people already possess what they thought they lacked, some readers believe simply that it was just a fairy tale, actually explored more complex political and societal issues. Notably, the book has been seen as a feminist work. Baum's mother-in-law was a noted advocate for women's rights, including suffrage, and he adopted many of her progressive causes. This influence is allegedly seen in his creation of strong female characters, and some consider Dorothy one of the first feminist heroes in children's literature. And now, a reading from the end of chapter 13, Glinda the Good Witch grants Dorothy's wish of the Wonderful Wizard of Oz, and chapter 14, Home Again. Instantly, she was whirling through the air, so swiftly that all she could see or feel was the wind whistling past her ears. The silver shoes took but 3 steps, and then she stopped so suddenly that she rolled upon the grass several times before she knew where she was. At length, however, she sat up and looked about her. "Good gracious," she cried, for she was sitting on the broad Kansas prairie, and just before her was the new farmhouse Uncle Henry built after the cyclone had carried away the old one. Uncle Henry was milking the cows in the barnyard, and Toto had just jumped out of her arms and was running towards the barn, barking furiously. Dorothy stood up and found she was in her stocking feet, for the silver shoes had fallen off in her flight through the air and were lost forever in the desert. Chapter 14, Home Again. Aunt Em had just come out of the house to water the cabbages when she looked up and saw Dorothy running towards her. "My darling child," she cried, folding the little girl in her arms and covering her face with kisses. "Where in the world did you come from?" "From the land of Oz," said Dorothy gravely. "And here is Toto too. And oh, Auntie Em, I'm so glad to be at home again." A reading from The Wonderful Wizard of Oz by author Al Frank Baum. Thank you for listening to Public Domain Classics, here with your host, Tony Lowe. Continue to listen, subscribe, and keep on reading. Until next time.